Hare Krishna. The more we are responsible for others, the more we need to be responsible for ourselves. Sometimes some people argue that those who are practicing spirituality, they are concerned only about themselves. Now, they are focusing on their own purification, their own liberation, and they don't care for others. However, such an allegation is based on a misunderstanding of what caring for others means. Suppose there is a terrible accident on the road, and nearby there is a medical college, and if some person comes along rushing into the medical college and shouts at the students saying that there is a person dying outside, person wounded outside, what are you doing sitting in this classroom just looking at some books? Go out and help that person. No, the medical students, even if they want to help, they are not yet trained to help the doctor, to help the patient. And when they spend adequate time getting the training and becoming competent as doctors, becoming trained as surgeons, then they can help the patient. So, for the medical students to be entrusted the responsibility of the life of the patients, for that, they need to themselves become responsible. And they need to give due time and attention for training themselves. And further, suppose a doctor is suppose a doctor is working very hard and is doing many operations, doing many surgeries, and the doctor is exhausted, or the doctor is distracted, and the doctor has not cared for oneself enough, then the doctor, while doing a surgery, may commit a mistake. And one wrong movement of the surgeon's knife can mean death for the patient, or maybe lifelong injury for the patient. So, normally if someone just moves a knife wrong, it won't have such serious consequences. But a doctor moving a knife wrong can have serious consequences. So, when the doctor is responsible for the life of others, it is also the responsibility of the doctor to take care of oneself. Otherwise, the doctor will not only not be able to not take care of others, but may also harm others. Similarly, when we are growing spiritually in our life, at that time, we may think, I have so many things to do. There are so many people I need to care for. Yes, there are many people we may need to care for, but we cannot care for others if we have not adequately cared for ourselves. If we are ourselves agitated, we are ourselves distracted, we are ourselves exhausted, then we will, while guiding others, while helping others, we will make mistakes and we may do things that make other situations worse. Not only may other situations become worse, but if we guide them incorrectly, they may even lose their faith. So, the more we are responsible for others, the more we need to be responsible for ourselves. Ourselves means that we need to nourish ourselves adequately spiritually so that our perceptions are clear, so that our guidance is meaningful, and most importantly, so that we are actually internally connected with Krishna, so that it is not just we who are speaking on our own, but rather it is Krishna's guidance that we are sharing on His behalf. Krishna talks about this dynamic of the inner connection and the outer contribution being connected when He says in 5.25 in the Bhagavad Gita, Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha Chinnadvaidhayata Atmanah Sarvabhuta Hiteerataha. So He says, Sarvabhuta Hiteerataha. He says, these advanced souls, they are engaged in the welfare of all living beings. But when can they be engaged in the welfare of all living beings? He says, Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha. The sages who have cleansed themselves of all of contamination, Kshina Kalmashaha, Chinna Dvaidha, and they have gone beyond the illusion created by dualities of this world. When they do like this, then they can actually constructively contribute and help others. So, the time that we spend in nourishing ourselves spiritually is not selfishness. It is actually the foundation for our selflessness to actually be able to benefit others. And the two can work out in that sense as symbiotic. the more we take care of ourselves, not in a selfish sense, but in a sense of purifying ourselves, nourishing ourselves, and the more we are able to care for others more effectively. Thank you. Hare Krishna.